We're way ahead. So do you want to do mountain lions and then we'll take a break, I guess? I mean, otherwise we're going to be, and then we'll reconvene at like 12:30. I don't know how else to do it. We're going to do out after lunch, but I thought we could do mountain lions and then maybe we could do the mule deer too in region 5. Do you think, Shane, or?
Yeah, I haven't had any calls or any. We can.
So we'll start with mountain lions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Director Williams. I'm John Vorey, the Game Management Bureau Chief based here in Helena, and the next item that we'll be considering is the mountain lion strategy. Now, this strategy first came before you last year, and this is a strategy that outlines how Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is going to be monitoring mountain lion populations moving into the future. This was out for public comment from October 17th to January 15th, and we got 228 written comments. The most common comment was generally objecting to killing mountain lions or hunting with dogs. Most of those commenters lived in other states. Other input regarded reducing lion numbers and spoke to wolves, CWD, or advocated for specific lion management objectives, all of which were outside the scope of the strategy. There were a significant portion of comments that simply supported the strategy, and the predominant substantive comment occurred or concerned various harvest season structure types. Some commenters advocated for a specific season type, for example, the hybrid season, while others urged Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to eliminate all reference to season structure from the draft, which we have done. So based on the public comment, this final draft differs from the previous one in that it further clarifies the specific responsibilities and authorities of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, of the Commission, relative to lion management, and also because of the preponderance of public comment relative to the proposed harvest regulations, specifically the proposed elimination of the hybrid season, those model regulations were eliminated from the strategy. Other than that, it remains the same as what was presented to you before. So with that, I would stand for any questions.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Commission adopt the Montana Mountain Lion Monitoring and Management Strategy as presented by FWP.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comment from the Commission? Commissioner Stuker.
Mr. Vorey, quick question. You mentioned the hybrid season. You're taking it out of the strategy. Is that still going to be in the season setting regulations, or is it just gone?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, no, it's still in the season setting regulations. It was just taken out of the strategy, which is just how we're going to be monitoring. It was just one that was possibly a model regulation for regions to consider. So it's still definitely something that regions can consider. It was only taken out of the monitoring strategy.
Thank you.
I haven't read the monitoring strategy. Are there other specific management restrictions or prescriptions that are included in the strategy, but not this one, but not the hybrid, or are they all treated the same?
Commissioner or Chairman Vermillion, no, all of them were taken out. The model, they were just model regulations in quotation marks.
Chair, I have a question to clarify, Mr. Vorey. Was that in part, that was in response to public comment?
Director Williams, that's true. That's correct. Yeah, we had quite a few public comments that spoke to the monitoring strategy should not speak to harvest regulations.
Sense, probably.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment that, again, I'm fascinated by this mountain lion study and what was put together. You know, I haven't read it in a few months, but I just remember thinking how advanced it is and utilizing the technology that we have now to create a strategy that allows us and future commissions to, you know, to set seasons and quotas and manage this. It's just, it's really fascinating and encouraging to me because I look at the other problems we have on the landscape, you know, and some other big carnivores that are coming on board, and it's just great stuff. And again, I commend the department for just the great work on this. One of the most impressive things I've seen in my time on the commission.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Colton, thank you very much for that compliment. We really appreciate it. We're very proud of it. Jay Colby did an outstanding job putting this together. This is definitely state of the art, one of the best in the nation, or actually I would say best in the world, really, given where mountain lions work or live. So,
Mr. Chairman, I just had a comment. Some people have talked to me, and as we go through some of these really great efforts that do a lot of good science, if you will, and try to apply it and do a good job of applying the front, sometimes we leave part of our public in the dust, in terms of understanding the methodology and so forth. So I think there's a burden put on us as we move forward with this, as we go through the season setting and all the other pieces of this, that we reinforce our efforts to be a good informer to these people. We need to ease their minds on some of these things that they think kind of got away from them, so.
Yep, no, I agree. I think when you look at the fact that there are 99 comments just opposed to the concept of mountain lion hunting at all, having these sort of scientific papers scientific plans that are put together to show the department's commitment to science, its commitment to sustainable harvest and sustainable population management is a smart investment in getting the public to support our management of wildlife through consumptive practices. So I think pretty smart to do. And well done. all right. Any further comments from the commission or the public before we weigh in?
All right. Director Williams, Chairman Vermillion, and commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to get 11th hour public comment in on this. I'm Colleen Krill from American Prairie Reserve, and I just wanted to say that we echo Commissioner Colton's support of the plan. We think it's really great that the department has gone through the effort to make a really thorough and detailed science-based mountain lion management strategy. We especially like the focus on management at a biologically relevant scale, acknowledging the fact that mountain lions have really large home ranges. And we think it's a great document, so we hope to see more detailed analyses like these for other species in the future. Thanks.
Thank you very much for taking the time to comment. Further public comment?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And commissioners, if I may add in, as I think through our four core beliefs, opportunity outside, that we provide opportunity outside, that we strive for balance, that we focus on integrity, and that we include people, I think this lion plan is just a really good example of how we combine each of those. So I love seeing that we're living that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I wouldn't take this liberty if we didn't have extra time, but going back to when I was a fairly new commissioner in 2006, and there was a proposal to put lions on permits in Region 1. It was really controversial, other than the bison, which showed up on my plate like a freight train. This was the most controversial thing that particular commission had to address. And it was the level of phone calls that you would see, when we were doing archery permits and things of that nature. And a lot of discussion and a lot of frustrated folks. And I think we filled one of the larger ballrooms over at the Colonial. And the other commissioners didn't know we didn't have a feel for how anybody was going to vote on it. Everybody was playing their cards close to the vest, even in their open discussions. I was nervous as hell the whole morning, and I couldn't get my head around what to do. And it was compounded by the fact that the following day I had my first oral argument in front of the Montana Supreme Court. And so we made the decision. We made the right decision in my mind, and we put this. We put the regional lions on permits, and it was one of the beginnings of some more specific and management of this particular animal. And to this, and I went and argued my case the next day, and I still don't know what was more important work in those 2 days. I think it was the lions. I really do. It was certainly more fulfilling. as far as a legacy. So, well, it was actually a pretty big issue. It was attorneys' fees and insurance bad faith, but which is a very exciting topic. I mean, I don't know if you caught that, but so anyway, this just I think that's part of the reason I'm just so fascinated by this and encouraged, you know, that we're able to just what Martha just said, you know, inclusion and process that works. And, you know, again, it's fun to be part of this.
Agreed, and I would only the only thing I would say about them, I think that in my sense is the hybrid system has worked pretty darn well. I know some people may not agree, but I think that you know, we've managed it in a way that you've got quality hunting experiences for a while, and then if we need harvest and we have a quota that hasn't been met, we can do it. So I think I hope that future commissions will look at that process, that management approach, and realize that it's, you know, it's kind of a way to address two management objectives, one of which is a quality hunt and the other is to manage mountain lions and make sure that we can accomplish both. So I think it's a good, I think it's a really good approach to managing lions.
Having been a member of a structured decision-making group that dealt with mountain lion quotas in Region 2, I got well bathed in some of these feelings but, you know, the thing that came out of that was absolutely amazing, you know, the different alternatives that the group came up with, you know, in the end, you know, we had a biological team that was there, a bunch of scientists, basically, all Fish, Wildlife, and Parks people, I think. But anyway, they said, you know, in reality, biologically, there's nothing here. All of these things are just fine in terms of the resource. So don't be hanging your hat on something that isn't there. You're within the realm of sound management of the wildlife resource in this case. So I
think there's a lot of ways to skin the cat.
But I think, you know, thinking back to what Mr. Colton talks about, you know, in Region 1, you know, there was a time, you know, when, boy, they were inundated in some of that area, you know, with lion hunters when it opened up. And it was kind of a race to the tree, you know, and I think there was some ethical issues involved there and the lack of opportunity for some people. And so I think we've come a long way since then, Shane, and you were part of it. So thank you.
Well, and with that, I mean, Vic Workman was really the leader on that and the Region 1 staff. And it really was an attempt to give this animal and that hunt more dignity than it was receiving in that area. And I think that's what eventually changed my vote, because there was a lot of pressure not to go to some sort of permit and hybrid system. And so Vic, you know, Vic took a heavy load. And look where we're at now. It's great.
Thank you, commissioners. Any further public comment before we vote? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Mountain lion is now officially under a state management plan. All right.